track 3, It's Not Only Rock and Roll. In her fascinating book, Icons of Rock, Jenny Boyd speaks to some of the biggest stars in music to find out the secrets of their songwriting. Emma Lee is excited to meet her.
From modelling in Carnaby Street in the swinging 60s to meditating with the Beatles in India and hanging out in the studio with Fleetwood Mac as they recorded Rumours, Jenny Boyd has lived an extraordinary rock and roll life. She was married to Mick Fleetwood twice and drummer Ian Wallace, who played with artists including the Eagles. She was the inspiration for Donovan's hippie anthem, Jennifer Juniper, while her sister, model Patty, was married to George Harrison and Eric Clapton. In her 30s, Jenny returned to education, studying for a bachelor's degree and MA in counselling psychology, then needed a dissertation subject for her PhD. Having spent her life around some of the most famous musicians in the world, she was fascinated by their creative process and embarked on a series of interviews to try to get to the heart of their songwriting. The result was possibly the starriest ever piece of academic work, featuring George Harrison, Ringo Starr, Joni Mitchell, Eric Clapton, Graham Nash, and many more. It reads like a who's who of 20th century music. It's been published as a book in the UK and the US under different titles, and now Jenny, who divides her time between rural Norfolk, London and LA, has written a revised version, renamed Icons of Rock, which features several of the interviews transcribed in full for the first time. I'd always heard that you should write about what you know, and I knew about musicians because I'd live with them. I also thought, I've never felt creative, although I love to write, so if I do this, it'll hopefully help other people who don't feel creative. She was inspired by psychologist Abraham Maslow's book, in which he writes about the peak experience of creativity. Say when you're writing a song and the words just come from nowhere, where you're, what they call nowadays, in the zone, says Jenny. I ask questions such as, was their creativity encouraged as children? What gives them the drive to create? Had they ever experienced this peak experience? What did drugs and alcohol do? Did they enhance creativity or block it? Did they believe that we all have the potential to be creative? Jenny's first interviewees included George Harrison, Eric Clapton, Mick Fleetwood and his fellow members of Fleetwood Mac, Crosby, Stills and Nash, Bonnie Wright and Don Henley. Then others started to come to her, as if by magic. I would think about somebody else I'd really love to contact. Then suddenly someone would say, oh, did you know Ravi Shankar's in town? It happened like that, one after another. So in a way, I was in my own peak experience. And when I was writing it, things just came to me, says Jenny. The answers were illuminating, and the result is a truly intimate portrait of some of the most legendary names in rock. What these musicians said is that they're kind of a servant to the inspiration and the creativity, and my feeling was that there wasn't any sense of ego, because they just said it's like they channel it in a way as if it's something higher than them, says Jenny. Graham Nash said he knew when he was younger that he would be famous one day. And others said they had a sort of sense of destiny, which I asked them about. The other thing was that all of them felt they'd been nurtured. Either they had musical parents or grandparents, or it was someone else, like the man down the street for George Harrison. They all had someone there encouraging them. Some had real problems with drugs and alcohol. David Crosby said to begin with it was inspiring and it would loosen you up, but in the end he couldn't do anything. He couldn't write music. It had just got too much. Joni Mitchell would talk about the different kind of ways of getting high and say that the long-distance runner of them all is the straight mind. A lot of them were able to talk objectively about what the effects of drugs and alcohol have. Jenny conducted the interviews between 1988 and 1990, and they were first published in book form in 1992. She recorded the interviews, but later felt burdened by being the caretaker of so many personal revelations, and after about 20 years decided to destroy most and just keep eight: Don Henley, George Harrison, Ringo Starr, Eric Clapton, Ravi Shankar, a jazz drummer called Tony Williams, Graham Nash and Joni Mitchell. In the new version of the book, those eight interviews have been transcribed in full for the first time. For this book, Jenny wanted to compare the music world now with 35 years ago. So there are new interviews with contemporary artists, including Jacob Collier, songwriter Egg White, who has worked with Adele and Dua Lipa, and Oscar-winning composer Atticus Ross, a musician, songwriter, who writes film scores with Trent Reznor. Jenny's creativity has flourished in recent years. In 2020, just before the pandemic, her autobiography, Jennifer Juniper, A Journey Beyond the Muse, was published. It is a jaw-dropping account of her life at the centre of two moments in popular culture, swinging 60s London and California in the 1970s. Speaking back in 2020, she described herself as being like a little leaf who blew where the breeze took her, not ever realising that she was part of something so seismic. Jenny grew up in Kenya and London. She became a house model for Fole and Tuffin in Carnaby Street when she was a teenager and became part of the music scene when her sister Patty began dating George Harrison and she started seeing Mick Fleetwood. You're young and you don't think, oh, one day in 50 years this will be extraordinary or this will be amazing, because when you're that age you're just so excited to be 16 or 17 and about everything that is opening up to you. So the fact that I was with Mick and Mick was just in this local Notting Hill Gate band and Patty was just with George and we'd see the Beatles, it didn't feel like an enormous deal. It just felt like this is life now, this is great, we can go to clubs and we love dancing. And it's so funny in a way now to look back on it, because it was very different to today in many ways. There was such an innocence. Curious about the world and spirituality, Jenny was drawn to San Francisco during the Summer of Love. She later travelled with Patty and the Beatles on their famous trip to Rishikesh in India to meditate with Maharishi Mahesh Yogi. We would see the Beatles songs evolve from nothing, Jenny told the EDP in 2020. It could be anything. It could be John Lennon saying, I didn't sleep very well last night. Then suddenly they'd be starting to come up with lyrics, she says. Back in London, Jenny ran the Beatles' first retail store, Apple, and then her own boutique, Juniper, named after Donovan's song about her. The 70s wasn't such an innocent decade. Jenny married Mick Fleetwood and they had two daughters, Amelia and Lucy. Jenny accompanied the band from their early gigs together in rural England to Los Angeles, where they met Stevie Nicks and Lindsey Buckingham. As they rose to international fame, the constant touring, coupled with drug and alcohol abuse, led to heartbreak and divorce. LA was exciting to begin with. They met Stevie and Lindsey, and watching that progress was exciting. But then pretty quickly, because they had to get their first record out in record time, that's where the cocaine came in and the late nights in the studios. By the time they were recording the landmark album Rumours, the drama was all-encompassing. It was lovely going into the studio and listening to the music, but on the other hand, I was the only one that had children, and I would long for their father to be around. So there were lots of positives and negatives, says Jenny. Sometimes it was just heartbreaking. You'd hear these songs from Stevie about Lindsey or Chris, about John and Mick, and I was really struggling. But my love of music was total, and it was a really beautiful album. After completing her PhD, Jenny worked with the Sierra Tucson Alcohol and Drug Treatment Center, based in Arizona. In 1997, she married the architect David Levitt, and today, in addition to her writing, she's a public speaker. This month, she is due to appear at the 50th Anniversary Fest for Beatles fans in New York. We speak not long after the release of the final Beatles track, Now and Then. The song was completed in 2022, and thanks to advances in technology, it features all four Beatles performing together for the last time. As someone who was so close to the Beatles, what does she think of it? It's pretty amazing, she says. How it came about is extraordinary, and I think it's very moving. Icons of Rock, in Their Own Words, by Jenny Boyd, is out now, published by John Blake.